Hi there. My name is Dries Cronier, and you are listening to my podcast. And this is the first episode. Today is Thursday, the 12th of December, 2024. I'm a soon to be 47-year-old male South African living in Cape Town. And the topic of my podcast and my website is the end of suffering. And I'm going to be very open, honest, transparent about my own journey, what's going on in my life, and how I personally strive to stop suffering in the present moment, and also to start dissolving past pain that I might have created for myself and for others through spiritual practices. First order of business would be sobriety. I have personally experimented with sobriety in the past, where I stopped drinking for 1 year between July 2019 and July 2020 through the hard lockdown of COVID. And it was a good experiment. The reasons why I stopped drinking was I was using antidepressants at the time, which was not necessarily the right reason to stop drinking, but they did interfere a bit, or the two types of medication that interfere with each other a bit, and it was a decision that I took to stop drinking. I haven't been on antidepressants ever since July 2020, but I'm just re-exploring my relationship with alcohol. I don't necessarily have an addictive relationship with alcohol, although it is an addictive substance, and I'm just currently at the place in my life where I feel alcohol interferes with my day-to-day operation. I've got a full-time job that I enjoy, that I make a difference at, and I'm also in my spare time a day trader of the United States markets in the evening time, South Africa. And I'm trying to break through to a place of consistent profitability with that. To be very honest, I'm not there right now. I have my ups and downs, but I'm roughly break even over time, maybe a little bit down. And one of the reasons why I'm experimenting with the sobriety is I do believe, as a trader, as in any other sort of performance-driven vocation in the world, there's a state called the flow state that you can access that will and does greatly improve your performance. And as a trader, I would like to access that flow state more often. But when I use alcohol, I find it affects me emotionally, physically, mentally, and even spiritually for long periods of time afterwards. Not the hangover day. Yes, you get a hangover if I have 4 glasses of wine the night before, or 2 glasses of wine and 3 other drinks, for instance, heavy drinking night. The next day I would feel very hungover. But the day after that, and even potentially the day after that, there would still be a spiritual influence, a lack of mindfulness, a lack of focus and presence, and just being in my peak state of consciousness, if I can put it that way. And for that reason, I'm now seriously considering to stop drinking completely. And yes, it fills me with fear, as you would expect anyone who's contemplating quitting to feel. As I mentioned, I have experimented with sobriety in the past. I've been sober for 1 year, and also at various other times I did the Whole 30 program, which you can find out more about at whole30.com. It's completely unrelated or unaffiliated to me, but it's something I used in the past, and that also gives you inspiration to stop drinking for a full 30 days. But I'm now there where I'm really contemplating how will I take my life forward without any form of alcohol usage at all. And yes, This is the first episode of the podcast. I'm going to be discussing my journey on here and reporting feedback, progress, what I'm going through. I hope you'll follow along to listen to my journey. I don't know, if you're interested in this, then maybe you'll find some inspiration to do the same, to also consider quitting alcohol use, getting free of alcohol. But also just that's an initial topic. That won't be the only topic discussed here. As mentioned, I am a trader, and I'll definitely go into some of the things that I do as a trader. I will also talk about many other topics that interest me, including meditation and mindfulness, the practice of presence, numerology, which played a great role in my life and helped me a lot to find purpose. I will discuss books like the Bhagavad Gita and Dharma and how that affects one and your pursuit of your destiny or life path, if you want to call it that. So yeah, as mentioned, also very open, very honest, very transparent. I'm going to be myself completely. And I hope you are along for the journey. So there you have it. Quick intro to the Dries Kronier podcast. Welcome here. We'll chat again soon. Thanks for listening.